All right, let's talk. At the time of this video, my Detroit Lions, and yes, somebody accused me of hopping on the bandwagon, but I don't care. They are 2 games away from a visit to the Super Bowl. 3 games away from having finally arrived at that place of glory. Stay with me. I'm going somewhere with this. So, Sean, where are you coming from with all this? And why are we talking about glory? Last year, 1 year ago, God gave me this revelation on glory and what it is. The Michigan Wolverines, they obtained that place of glory. They were placed up on that podium. There was confetti flashing, flying everywhere. Band was playing. People were cheering and celebrating them. Yes, they were in a moment of glory. Stay with me. I'm going somewhere with this. Now, the definition of glory is high renown or honor won by a great achievement, or magnificence or great beauty. Paraphrase in 1 Peter 1:24, all flesh is as grass, and the glory of man is like the flower. The grass withers away and the flower fades. Let's talk about hip hop. In the hip hop culture, there's this thing that's going on that's called ageism. Pretty much it's almost kind of like this battle between the new culture or the new generation against the old heads or the old generation. You got some older cats who at one time was considered the creme de la creme of MCs, who were at the top of their game at one point in time. You can say they were in a moment of glory. Then you got the younger gen who like, yeah, that was hot back then, but the landscape is completely changed. Ain't nobody really feeling that no more. You got some older MCs who still dressing and rapping like they were back in 1990. And what some of these old heads don't realize is that man's glory is limited by time. Some diehard MCs who feel disrespected because what they did to get into that place of glory was back then. Not now, but MCs evolve. That's another conversation. Even see that in sports. Jake Paul just fought Iron Mike Tyson. Yes, Jake Paul technically beat Mike Tyson, but the debate is, could he have beaten Iron Mike Tyson during his glorious period? I don't need to answer that. The book of Matthew confirms this as well. Satan took Jesus up on that high mountain and he showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment. And he showed them. He didn't just show them all the kingdoms. He showed them all the kingdoms in their glory. The Persian Empire, Rome, are all these kingdoms or empires still in that place of glory? No, because all glory, natural glory, earthly glory is limited and subject to time. So what am I getting at? Do you realize that we serve a God who is in an eternal state of glory? Just like any boxer who stands up on that corner post or any team who is placed up on that podium and everybody is celebrating them, the trumpets are playing, blasting, everybody is praising them and confetti is flying everywhere. God is in an eternal state of glory. This very moment he is being celebrated and praised, and angels are shouting and praising him, and he's being worshiped in an eternal place of glory. He's always had it and always will. I told you he was coming.